This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with our special Christmas series called God's Great Christmas Gift to You. We are so glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Before we get started, we want to let you know that a very generous couple has pledged a $100,000 matching grant to Daily Hope. That means that all this month, every dollar donated to this ministry will be matched up to $100,000. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Next Time, It Will Be Different.
The rest of that passage, Philippians 2, that we just read, says this, verses 9 to 11. Because he humbled himself, God has exalted Jesus to the highest place and given him the name that is above every other name. Now, let me just stop right there. Have you noticed that when people swear, they don't say, oh, Buddha. They don't say, oh, Thor, oh, Zeus. They say, oh, Jesus. Why? Because that name has power. That name has power. I want to highly recommend you stop using Jesus' name as a filler. That's not really nice. Okay? Just stop using Jesus' name as a filler. Don't take God's name in vain. And so the next time you hit your thumb with a hammer, use your own name. Oh, Dave. Oh, Marissa. You know, you start using your own name. You know, don't use anybody else's name to swear, particularly the Son of God. Let's look at that again. Because he humbled himself, God has exalted Jesus to the highest place and given him the name that is above every other name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. That's what's going to happen. And because he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, when he comes back, the Bible says he's going to wipe out all evil. I think that means the most to me, because as a pastor, every single day, I deal with the effects of evil in people's lives. I see the pain that the evil of other people and the evil in ourselves causes. If there were no evil in the world, there'd be no suffering in the world. There'd be no sorrow, no sadness, no sickness, no stress. It's all because we've gone our way instead of God's way. And what means to me the most is after 40 years, for 40 years as a pastor, I've dealt with people in pain literally every day of my life. And so this week I went through the Bible and I made a list of 250 things God's going to wipe out. The evil and the effects of evil and how it harms and causes and hurts people. I'm not going to read you the whole list, but let me just read you some of them. When Jesus comes back, he's going to end all atrocities, all aggression, all bloodshed, all bondage, all brutality. He's going to end all corruption, cruelty, darkness, dehumanization, all dictators, disasters. He's going to end all enslavement, evil, hate, harassment, all inhumanity. He's going to end all injustice. He's going to end all killing, maliciousness, manipulators, molesters, murderers, oppression, racism, tyrants, violence, war. He's going to end all greed. But he's also going to end the effects of that in our lives. He's going to end all illness, all hopelessness, all betrayals, all cancer, all deafness, all death, all deformities, all defects, all dementia, all depression, all disappointment, and on and on. I am looking forward to the second coming of Christ, because it's going to be the end of pain. The end of pain. There will be no pain in heaven. He is the hope your heart needs. Bring all you are to him. Let him heal your broken heart. Jesus warned that he could come back anytime. We don't know. It could be tomorrow. It could be in 1,000 years. We really don't know. But you don't know how long you're going to live either. This last week, I had three dear friends have life-shattering news to them. You never know. You can pick up the phone one day, and all of a sudden, your life is turned around. It's pretty presumptuous to bet on the future. The Bible says this in Matthew 25 on the screen. Jesus said this, "You must stay prepared and be ready, because you don't know the day or the hour when I'll come back." You don't know the day you didn't know in advance the day you'd be born. You don't know the day you're going to die. You don't know the day Christ is going to come back. It's a bet. So how do I get ready? How do you get ready for the second coming of Christ, which is just as certain as the first coming at Christmas that the whole world's celebrating this weekend? Write this down. How do I get ready? Live for him, looking forward. Live for him, looking forward, with a sense of expectation, with a sense of hope, with a sense that no matter what happens in your life, you know the end of the story, and that God is going to save your life because you have trusted him. So you live with deep hope, and you live with the spirit of expectation. I don't know what the future holds. I know who holds the future. I want to close with three very powerful passages from the Bible. Here's the first one. Titus chapter 2, verse 12 and 13 says this. God's grace, that's God's power to change. God gives you his grace for free. God's grace shows us how to say no to the godless, self-centered, and self-destructive ways the world lives. Instead, God's grace empowers us to live a wise, self-controlled, and God-honoring life. By the way, did you notice that the more God is in control of your life, the more self-controlled you'll be? Some people think, well, if I give my life to God, I'm going to become something like a religious fanatic. No. That's not God doing that. God says, my power empowers you to be wise, self-controlled, and God-honoring life. While we look forward, looking forward, with great hope for the coming of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, when his great glory will be revealed to all. The book of Philippians tells us this. It adds this on. Our true homeland is in heaven. You weren't made to live forever on earth. I'm glad I'm not going to live forever on earth. There's too much pain here. I want to live forever, just not here. I want to live where there's no sadness, suffering, sickness, sorrow, stress. You only get 60, 80, at the most 100 years on this planet. That's not very much time compared to the trillions of years you're going to spend an eternity in heaven or hell. Look at that again. Our true homeland is in heaven, where our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is. And we're looking forward, there's that phrase again, looking forward to his return. Because when he comes back, he's going to take our earthly bodies and transform them into perfect, glorious bodies like his. I'm waiting for that part. I'm glad I don't have to spend eternity in this body, okay? Into perfect, glorious bodies like his, using the same mighty power he'll use to bring everything, everywhere, under his authority forever. All right? This is what you were made for. And Jesus, in Luke chapter 12, taught a sermon. He says, if you really understand the second coming, you're not going to worry. You don't need to worry. You don't need to be afraid, because you know how the story is going to end. And he said, instead of worrying, you need to focus on just being ready for when I return, wherever it is, whenever it is, in your lifetime or not. Just be ready. You should read that whole chapter on worry. It'll really help you. But let me just give you some snippets of it up here on the screen. Luke chapter 12, verses 29 to 38. Jesus said, don't worry. Don't worry. Your Father knows all you need. And he'll give you whatever you need if you make his kingdom your first concern. And by the way, don't be afraid either. Don't worry. Don't be afraid about the future. Because it gives your Father great happiness to give you his kingdom. If you're in God's family, God's going to share with his children his kingdom. You're going to share his kingdom. That's part of your inheritance as a child of God. It gives your father great happiness to give you his kingdom. So he says, while you're here on earth, be generous. Be generous with those in need. You know, you're not going to have to store it up here on earth. Why? Instead, store up treasure for yourself in heaven, where it's going to last forever. And then he says, besides, wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart's going to be also. Always be ready to serve, like you're waiting for your master to return from a wedding. Then you'll be ready to open the door the moment he arrives. There will be special favor for those who are ready and waiting for his return. Special favor for those who are ready and waiting for his return. I tell you, Jesus is talking about himself. He himself will seat them, put on an apron, and serve them as they sit and eat. That is one of the most amazing phrases to me in the Bible. Jesus says, when he comes back, if you've been faithful, you've served him, he said, he's going to serve you. He says, sit down, I'm going to make you a meal. He puts on an apron. I don't know the full understanding of that. He's just saying, I'm going to serve those who have served me. He himself will seat them, put on an apron, and serve them as they sit and eat. Now, he may come in the middle of the night or just before dawn, but whenever he comes, there will be special favor for his servants who are ready. Are you ready? Are you ready for him to come back? Point is, that whole passage is saying this. If you're really in God's family, you got nothing to worry about. You don't need to be afraid about the future. You need to worry about the future. You don't need to be uptight about the future, because regardless of what happens between now and then, we know how it ends. You know the end of the story, so you can face the future with confidence. And he says, I'm going to reward you for your faithfulness. He's going to bring gifts. You know, it's interesting to me that at the first coming of Jesus, the wise men brought gifts to Jesus. At the second coming of Jesus, he's bringing gifts for you who've put your trust in him. Big difference. Now, I know what some of you think. You say, why hasn't he come back yet? Why is he just being lazy? Is he watching TV? I mean, why? It's been 2,000 years. Why hasn't he come back yet? I'll tell you why. He's still building his family. And he wants you in it. If Jesus Christ had come back 100 years ago, you wouldn't have even been born. So there's no possibility you could go to heaven. You ought to be grateful he hasn't come back yet, because he's been waiting for you. God planned your birth. He created you. He loves you. He died for you. Now he wants you to accept him into your life. So he's waiting on you. You're not waiting on him for the second coming. He's waiting on you. Here's what the Bible says. Look up here. 2 Peter chapter 3. The Lord isn't being slow in keeping his promise to return. No, no, no. Instead, he's being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to perish. God doesn't want to have to judge people. He's a God of love. He doesn't want to have to. He doesn't want anybody to perish. So he's giving more time for everyone to repent. That's why he hasn't come back yet. Is he waiting on you to say yes? Let me end with a couple questions that you need to consider. What are you going to live the rest of your life for in light of what we just talked about? Knowing how history is going to end, how are you going to spend the rest of your life? Short-term values like pleasure, possessions, position, passion, popularity, power, now, that's a pretty small goal to live for. Are you going to live in light of eternity? Are you going to live with a long-term perspective, knowing this life is just the get-ready stage for the next? And you're going to spend more on that time of death than on this side. What are you going to live your life for? Short-term values or long-term perspective? Let me ask you another question. What are you betting your life on? What are you betting your life on? Because you better be sure that what you're betting your life on, you've got a legitimate reason for it more than, I just don't want to believe it. I just don't want to believe in God. I just don't want to believe in Jesus. You know what? Eternity is a long time to be wrong. You better have a good idea, a good reason why you're right and billions of other people are wrong who have accepted Christ into their life throughout history. The church is the biggest organization on planet Earth, 2.3 billion people. One out of every three people has already said yes. So what's your reason? What are you betting your life on? Let me get it really more personal. How many more Christmases are you going to go through before you accept the gift? God's Christmas gift to you, freedom, salvation, forgiveness, past forgiven, purpose for living, home in heaven. I wouldn't presume that you're going to be around next Christmas. I wouldn't presume I'm going to be around next week. I don't know. But I want to invite you to give your life to Jesus Christ this Christmas, not because you're going to die tonight. You probably won't. But because you got to live tomorrow. And you need to be connected to the Creator who made you. Let's bow our heads. This Christmas, will you receive the gift of God's love and grace so that you are ready when Jesus Christ comes back the second time? Just pray something like this in your heart. Doesn't really matter the words. What matters is your attitude of humility. Say something like this. Say, "Dear God, thank you for creating me. And God, thank you for loving me, even when I'm unlovable. And God, thank you for sending yourself to earth as Jesus Christ to die for my sins so I don't have to die for them." Say, "Jesus Christ, as much as I know how, I ask you to come into my life. Fill me with your love. Fill me with your peace. Fill me with your purpose. I want to accept my past being forgiven. I want to know my purpose for living. And I want to accept the home in heaven. So today, on this Christmas week, I'm asking you, Jesus Christ, to accept me into your family, not because I deserve it, but because of your grace. Forgive me and fill me and use me in the way that you planned me to be used. I want to serve your purpose for the rest of my life. And I humbly ask this in your name. Amen."
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad you're with us today. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time today. But first, if you want to make your time in prayer the best it can be, then you're going to want to get a copy of the brand new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal. The theme is Growing Your Prayer Life. This vegan leather full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, as well as space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. Each page is beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses, photos, and artwork. The Growing Your Prayer Life Prayer Journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, strengthen your prayer practice, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a financial gift to this ministry, we'll send you the all-new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. By the way, this month only, any gift you give will be matched by a very generous couple up to $100,000. This match is only available until midnight on December 31st, so please contact us today. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I want to take a minute and tell you how important your support is to Daily Hope. Your generosity, when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping us take the message of Jesus Christ literally all around the world in the many places where there aren't missionaries or churches. These are called unreached tribes. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with the refugee crisis around the world. Literally, millions of people have been displaced from their homes, particularly in the Middle East and in North Africa, because of civil wars and violence. One of those places is South Sudan, where over 200,000 people are living in refugee camps. Now, when people are under tension and in transition, they are more open to the gospel than at any other time. These people who are living in refugee camps right now need the hope of Jesus Christ and the gospel. Now, when you help Daily Hope Radio and Daily Hope Broadcast, we're not only broadcasting across America, but in places like South Sudan, where the station airs our program three times a day. And we're told that many, many people are coming to Christ in this war zone as they listen to these Daily Hope broadcasts. So thanks. Thanks to you. Now, let me just read you one testimony that we've received. Here's a note from a woman who's living in a refugee camp there in South Sudan. She said, my name is Joyce, and I'm from the Central Equatorial State in South Sudan. I lost all five of my children and my beloved husband. This is in the civil war that was going on there, as well as our family possessions during the recent fighting in the capital of Juba. She said, I had planned to commit suicide. There's somebody who needs hope. When I listened to Rick Warren's broadcast, the one called When You Feel Like Giving Up, I got inspired and I dropped the idea of taking my life that very night. And I'll continue to pray God to bless this great preacher. And thank you for giving me hope. Joyce, we're happy to do that. And I want to say it's because of the listeners who are giving faithfully every month to Daily Hope. Do you realize that when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping reach people like Joyce? She was going to commit suicide in a refugee camp. Now, isn't God amazing how when you just give what you can give, God takes it and he multiplies it, and we reach out to people that none of us could reach on our own. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray for Joyce. And today I want you to pray for all of the people who are in refugee camps and pray that we'll be able to continue to broadcast on these stations, taking the good news of Jesus Christ and hope to people who need it the most desperately. It's your sacrificial giving. It's your prayer support that makes this possible. So thank you for whatever you can do. And God bless you, my friends.
And remember, all this month when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 until midnight December 31st. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, and your generous financial support.